called Lee from Daytime After Dark. And tonight we have a special guest. Britta Spray is coming on the show. She's not here yet, but I'm sure she will be here any moment. And then we will do the show. I hope everyone's day is going good. It's kind of, Monday. So how can Mondays be, really good? Well, it's good because, we have an interview tonight. We are just waiting. I hate waiting. And we are just waiting. And so I want to say our condolences from the Day and Time After Dark team with the passing of Frank Gifford. Our prayers go out to the Gifford family and Kathy Lee and Cody and Cassie. I'm just waiting to bring her on, people. And, I guess I can tell you, what we have the rest of the week. We have, tomorrow we have, Mark Dumas, he was on All My Children, One Life to Live, and Guiding Light. He will be here at 9 o'clock West Coast time. I know, really early in the morning for Calling and Maggie. And, Wednesday, Nathan Baldy, from Zeno Hospital, will be here to talk about what's going on ZH and his job and everything. And then, Friday, we don't have a guest lined up yet, but I'm sure Carly will do that. Like I said, I'm just waiting for the guest, so I'm going to bring on Maggie.
Hi.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, everybody. No, Valerie today and GH. I'll point that out. Who did it? Who killed Mike? He was on it today, Silas. Oh, my God. They kept showing
flashbacks. Oh, he was on there?
Yeah.
There's a campaign, everyone, to save him.
Yeah.
So, who knows? Maybe Silas will be saved.
Mm-hmm. I love Michael Easton. I want him to be on our show. He should be on GH.
I know. I agree.
Mm-hmm. And Sam was on talking to me, so that was good. But bold and beautiful today. Oh, my God.
Oh, I cannot wait to watch it tonight.
You got to watch it tonight. My heart was breaking for Maya. I mean,
my heart was actually breaking for on Friday. I wanted to kill the father. Mm-hmm. And I love the closeness, if that's the word, between Nicole and Maya. And I hate people saying, well, they don't like Nicole because she came to town and tried to, no. She didn't try and destroy her sister's life. She thought her sister didn't love her.
Exactly. Exactly.
And so...
thank God she was there today with Maya.
And I understand that. I mean, not life's perfect. So I cannot wait to watch it tonight. And I hate waiting.
They got on the screen.
You know, because this is all done. This is all done through Holly Hoop assistant. So, yeah. So yeah, but I cannot wait to watch B&B and oh, was Brizzy on there again?
Yes, thank God. Yeah, our girl was on. She was with her brother. And isn't Sunday her adopted son? Or is it her sister's adopted son? Weren't there three children, two girls and a boy?
Yeah. You mean Brizzy?
Right. Was it Bridget, Rick, and that other girl that's on Tyrant? She's now a very good part on Tyrant. I can't think of it right now. Wasn't she a sister, too, or no?
I'm Hope.
Finnegan? Finnegan or... No, her, no. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, she's a sister. Yeah.
Bridget and Hope are sisters.
Yeah.
I know.
But the father is something else. My God.
Oh, it was that bad?
Yeah, Julius. I feel so bad. But it's a good thing. The two sisters, Nicole, has really got it back. She's really staying, you know, helping her. And the way it should be, you know. That part's really great. And Dave, you got to the hospital. Kayla's taking care of her. And Serena did a very good job today. Helping the And I won't tell you the rest because it was exciting. Sonny and Scarlett, we confronted Morgan about killing Silas.
Ooh.
And Sonny says, you're going to look at your mother and you're going to tell the truth. And he didn't do it. He did leave a phone call. He did go there. But they're showing flashbacks. I think it's got to be Ava. It really has to be Ava.
I think so, too.
And being Nina a little bit dippy, she just picked up the knife.
Well, but I think Nina walked in. And saw it, and saw the knife in the back, and tried to give him knife out.
And she pulled it out. And then Franco comes in, and he sees him with the knife, and he assumes that Nina did it. He loves Nina, so...
Exactly.
Yeah.
People, we are still waiting on Britta. Yes, we are. But,
our little Valerie. I love
her.
Yeah,
me too. What was I going to say? Yeah, so I cannot wait. Oh, and you guys, we are getting some good people, on the show in the month of, September. I cannot wait for that. And also there's a couple announcements to be continued announcements. And so that's gonna come up. And you know, come on, Valerie, call in. Valerie, call in. We love you, Valerie. We want to hear all about Fan Club Weekend.
Yeah.
With Maggie and I are going to go in 2 years.
We are
going in both. We are going at YNL Fan Club and Zenon Hospital's Fan Club.
That's right. Yeah.
And... Hello? Hey, Mom, talk for a minute. Thank you, Maggie, for taking over for me for a sec. She's on her way.
Jennifer Finnegan.
What?
What's her name? Jennifer Finnegan.
Yes. Well, she's on her way to two. And let me bring on, I'm going to put you back on home, Maggie. Let me bring on Brittany. Oh, God, I hope I don't pronounce your name wrong. Sloppy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Had a couple of
technical difficulties.
Well, you know, that always happens. let me start with, I'm a big fan of yours. I fell in love with you the day you came on Zeno Hospital.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yes, I just fell in love with you because of this, you know, it was so good. It was, you know, you got to work with Anthony Geary your first day. And I was screaming at the TV for you. Don't kill. She's beautiful. You don't want to kill. And then, you know, you've been working with Lulu a lot, Emmy. And your scenes are really good. But when you interacted, my favorite was Laura White and Renee Spinard at the family thing. That was my favorite. How was that? Because I, you know, I'm glad you're Spencer. I am glad that you're Spencer.
Oh,
my
me too.
My favorite family in Postals.
I agree. They're such an amazing family to come on the show with. It's definitely humbling. Being able to work with Laura Wright was awesome. And I think there's actually some more scenes with us coming. So you'll be happy to
Yay!
Hear that. but yeah, she's a powerhouse. She's super confident, she's great to watch on stage and great to learn from.
And I love when you finally got to meet Mo, Sunny, and you said to Carly or someone, goes, wow, this family knows something about, you know, it goes, that's Sunny, Dante's dad or something. I loved it. I thought it was good. Now, you know, you just came on months ago, and already Valerie is stewing up trouble, loving her. But I do love Dante and Lulu. But I like you and Dylan. There's something great about your chemistry. How is that?
It's great. I think we have a good bond considering we're both kind of the newbies on the show. And
yeah.
We have a lot of fun working together. And it's one of the few relationships Valerie has that doesn't make, I guess, everyone want to kill her. So that's a good thing. It's a safe relationship.
I don't want to kill you because you're Spencer. So they are, in my eyes, you're safe. When you and Dante have the sex, I'm just going to call it have the sex, I want to say wow, bad, 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 and wow again. It was hot. And I'm like, I'm not supposed to like this. I am not supposed to like this. So I can't believe she's doing this to her cousin. But, you know, I get it. I get it. I totally get it. How are you going to feel once Lulu finds out the whole bad secret of it? What do you think her reaction will be?
I think it's going to be a painful few episodes when Lulu finally finds out everything. But I can say right now she does not know.
Good for Valerie.
Well, is it good? I mean, it kind of the longer it goes, doesn't it get a little worse? I don't know.
Yeah, it will be bad. It will be bad once this comes out. But Okay, so I might be wrong, and I know you can tell a lot of what's going on there. I know I don't want to get you fired, because I love you, and I love your acting. But, you know, the fans have spoken, and everyone thinks Valerie's going to end up pregnant.
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
I mean, I've heard that everywhere. Everyone keeps asking me if Valerie's going to end up pregnant. I hope she doesn't, but I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know.
But this is a soap. I think you will be end up being pregnant. So, you know, it's time to wear the pregnancy thingy for a couple of months. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. I'm hoping I'm wrong. But, you know, I just think that's where it's headed. I could be wrong.
Or you could be right. I mean, we never know, right?
Yeah, exactly. So how did you get into acting?
I got into acting in high school. I've always been in the performing arts. I started off with dance. Jazz, ballet, modern, and hip-hop. I was the captain of my dance team. And then I decided to go into acting, and I took my first acting class my freshman year of high school and kind of fell in love since. I went to UC Santa Barbara, and I got my Bachelor of Fine Arts in acting, so I've kind of been pretty heavily involved in the theater scene for most of my formative years in acting. And then I've been pursuing it professionally since college.
Wow. You're lucky. I love Santa Barbara. So, you know, you are so lucky.
Too. Yeah, it's beautiful
to,
up there.
To be there and everything, and it's beautiful. And so when I heard when you went out for the you went out for Zoden's part, first of all,
I
when
did.
You tested, see, I do my homework about the guest people. So how was that? Because, you know, in a way, I could see you as Zoden, but she's a little older than you.
Exactly,
and
that's the exact reason why I didn't end up getting cast after that screen test. It was a little bit of an older role for me.
Well, you know, but how about that? Who did you test with when you, if you can say, when you went out for Zoden's part?
I tested with Sean Blakemore.
He's been on the show, by the way. He's been on the show, and he's the nicest guy ever and fun
yeah,
to look
yeah.
at.
Great to look at, right?
And fun. And how was that? I mean, your first test.
For GA?
How was that? Yeah,
good. I've tested for Days of Our Lives before as well. So it wasn't my very first test in general with soaps, but it was definitely one where I felt. I have such a good relationship with production and casting and everything that it felt a little more comfortable that time around, I'll say that. And then coming in again for Valerie's character was even more comfortable and even had a little more confidence and really had fun with her character.
Well, I'm so glad you're with the DH family, but if you can tell me, Who did you test for on Days of Our Life? Did you know who you tested for?
They never brought the character in, which is why I didn't end up getting that one. And the character at the time, she played the age of like 16, 18. I can't remember her name. But they ended up not having time to write her character in.
But I'm glad you're part of the Zeno Hospital family. So
oh,
that
yeah,
worked.
Me too.
Growing up, did you watch soaps? Were you a big soap fan?
Yeah, my mom, my grandma, my great grandma, they were all big soap fans, so I'm pretty familiar with the soap world.
Oh, did you have any favorite couples growing up or anything?
You know, believe it or not, growing up, I heard a lot about Luke and Laura. Luke and Laura, Luke and Laura.
Okay, the reason why I'm laughing, the irony and all that,
right.
is really irony in that.
Yeah.
And how was it to play Anthony Geary's niece? How was that? I mean...
Amazing, just from an acting perspective, being able to be on set with someone as great as he is, who's so giving as an actor and really elevates the talent that he works with. It was really a great, humbling experience, and I think it made me a better actor, like almost immediately. It was
mm-hmm.
awesome, to say the very
And
best.
Also, you little scenes with Mo, Monique Bernard. How was that?
Mm-hmm.
Because everyone was in, well, they call it Jake's, but now they call it something else. How was that? Because Luke and Sunny, oh my God, anyone do anything bad with it? And I'm just telling you, Valerie, but not Britt, Valerie, if you take my boy down along with Zoden, you and I are going to have a very nice, loving, hateful, loving, good talk about it, because my boy can
Uh-oh.
Never be down for long. And Jason, too, but, you know, Jake is Jason, and everything is crazy. So, yeah, how was that with Mo? Because, you know, everyone loves Mo.
Exactly. He's hilarious to work with. He's so natural and so funny. And such a ladies' man, even off stage.
Oh, really? Oh. Before I bring, you have calls, but how was Fan Club Weekend? I went there a couple of years ago. I loved it. Oh, do I ever love it. So how was it? How was your first Fan Club Weekend?
It was awesome. It was, you know, I love meeting everyone that cares that much about the show to come and hang out with all of us and get to know us. It's really, a humbling experience to be in the presence of so many people who care about what we do. So it's awesome. I had a great time. I couldn't have asked for a better introduction into Fan Club Weekend.
So you had the luncheon and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you signed all day. How long did you sign for? All day or... How long did you do?
A good amount of the day, I think. I came Thursday to the kickoff party, and then Em and I had our own event. And we were there, I think it was like 7 or 8 hours. And then on Saturday at the luncheon, just going through the whole, you know, getting introduced and then meeting up. And that whole thing ended up being, I think, maybe about 6 or 7 as well.
Oh, that is awesome. And how was your guys' event? Because, you know, you and Emmy, you know, all cute being cousins. I mean, with Carly, of course. Cannot leave my Carly out. But, you know, I mean, and, you know, when Carly finds out what her little cousin Valerie did to her other cousin Lulu, I think she might take Lulu's side over your side. I'm just preparing you, you know. You know, and remember... No, she's engaged to Sunny. So there's a mob
yep.
element, and you better watch out. No, I'm kidding. I'm really kidding.
You're gonna take me out.
No, I know, of course not. I mean, I want you to come on the show, so back on the show, so I'm never going to say that. But, you know, if I just slept with the mob boss's son, I would be scared. Yeah, I would say, you know, but... I mean, how is Don working with Dante and Detective Sexy Pants? That's what we call Nathan.
Working with Dom has been amazing. He's you know, obviously one of my favorite scene partners. We have the most involved scenes together. He gives you so much emotion to feed off of. He's great to work with. And Nathan's character, Ryan, we don't work together that often. We both work at PCPD, but I feel like we always miss each other in our scenes. So we haven't had too many scenes where we've had it, like, a real conversation yet.
Well, that sucks because he is so sexy. And but you cannot help him because he's, you know, Maxie, and you're Maxie. And how was booking with Kristen Stone? Because she is lovely. I love Kristen Stone.
Yeah.
I've been a fan with her for so long. So how was it booking with her? Because she looked like
she was fighting scenes from day one, which makes it interesting because she's, like, one of the funnest to work with because we have these super, you know, bitchy scenes and we get to just go back and forth with each other, but we have a lot of fun.
Well, yeah, and I loved a couple of weeks ago at the Carly's Mentor Code, you know, you ran into Maxie and she was there with Donna Mills. And I'm like, oh, my God, how cool for Britt. She gets to work with another legend, Donna Mills, for a moment.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah,
I thought that was awesome.
She's gorgeous.
I know. She is, and she doesn't. She has not aged at all since Knox Landing, in my opinion. is there any other projects you're working on besides in a hospital, like any movies?
I am auditioning, so we'll see. If anything comes in the woodworks, I'll definitely put it up on my social networking accounts and let you guys know.
Okay, because, I know, when you don't work there every day, you know, probably would be nice to, have another load job. But, you know, but we want Valerie Spencer to stay in town forever. And we want to see the sparks fly. And I'm going to bring on calls.
Awesome.
I'm thinking, who should I bring on next? David. David.
Hey, Curly.
Hi.
How you all doing?
Good.
Good. Good. How are you, David?
Carl, you're sounding a little better.
Yeah.
You were in pain last time I heard from you. You sound
like
you're a lot
I can't.
Better.
Say it again?
Was talking to me.
Okay.
So, what's your question for Britt?
Oh, what did you say?
Do you have any questions for her?
Oh, yeah. First of all, was Dominic Pamplona a good kisser?
Yeah, he's a great kisser.
Let's not hope his wife is listening to that.
She already knows.
Can you believe he's married?
Yeah, I can.
Second question, actually, this is a good idea. Is there any way you can maybe able to get a word, put a good word into the show with Dominic, so maybe he might be able to want to come on the show?
Is there any way I can put in a good word? What was that?
Yeah, with Dominic, so that maybe he might want to come on the show too.
Oh yeah, I'll let him know.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Yeah,
I actually remember. Watching his career, I remember watching him way, way, way back when he was in a movie called The Boys Club. I remember that movie. Yeah, he'd be a good person to interview. So what was it like on your first day at General Hospital on the set?
I mean, it's always a little nerve-wracking, I think, at anyone's first day at any job. So I would definitely start with that. I was nervous. Just kind of learning the ins and outs of everything and what everything meant and where I was supposed to go and where I was supposed to be. But everyone was so nice and so nurturing. And I always say M. Ryland took me under her wing and she kind of showed me the ins and outs and the what to do's and kind of guided me through my first week, that whole process.
So did you get to explore all the sets when you first got there?
Yeah. And they're all in the same stage, so they're all relatively close to each other.
Yeah,
so you kind of get a good look at them when you get up there.
Yeah, that's the one thing. And if you ever pass this along to any of the writers, let them know this, that a lot of the fans, they're always bugged by the fact that it seems like characters can get from one scene to another almost like teleportation. I mean, seriously, it's like they don't pay attention to the continuity sometimes, and you're talking with Carly in one scene, and then like two scenes later, she's off out on the other side of town.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
it's like, hello.
Quick, right?
I guess the
idea is that time passes in between those scenes.
Well, actually, I noticed that sometimes what they do is they'll play a scene, and then they'll like sort of go back in time and play another scene that catches up with the previous scene. And unless you really pay attention to that, you don't really realize what's happening. You know?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm on the message boards a while back. That's when I used to do the message boards before I retired from them and all social media in particular. That was one of the big things that people always used to joke and comment about and snark about was the fact that they couldn't keep track of what the heck was happening. How did Carly get from point A to point B when it's, like, on the other side of town?
Right.
It's funny, though.
Yeah, you have
though.
To use
it
your imagination
funny.
There.
Yeah, because you have to think it through and go, wait a minute. Oh, I see. They played this scene, and then they went back, played another scene, and they caught up.
Exactly.
You know, they used to be able to do that where when they had, like, a big event, like the big hotel fire or the toxic ball. Have you ever gone back and looked at some of the past storylines that were, like, big events?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel like I've been around a few of them from when I was a kid, and then
some of them are just bizarre, but yet you can't help but love them.
Right.
You know, you just can't help but love them
because you love the characters, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. And so,
makes it easier.
Yeah, but then you look back and you're wondering, okay, how the hell is that even possible half the time? I love it, though. I always, actually, that was one of my dreams was to either act on or write for the Stopes. And so I wish you all the best with your career.
Thank you.
I personally still think that your character sleeping with Dante, that's just kind of rotten to Lulu, but he's a hot guy, so you're forgiven.
Yeah, I think it was an extreme situation.
I mean, and Maxie, oh my God, Maxie, she will go through the roof.
Yeah, oh
right.
Yeah. Oh God.
Watch out for.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. Everybody watch out for Hurricane Maxie. I'm predicting this right now. Watch out for Hurricane Maxie. When she gets wind of all this, she will.
Go crazy, right?
It will not be pretty.
Yeah,
it's
going
to
be a crazy few episodes when all this
comes to surface. Maxie has a back history in fashion, so she is high drama, just
right.
Kind of nature.
Also, David, at the end of the day, she loves Lulu, and they are like sisters, and they've been through hell and heaven together.
That's a whole other story.
She's just very
overprotective
of her. Yeah.
Okay, David, we have a lot of more callers, though.
All right. Nice talking to you. Let me ask you one more question, then I'll let off to the next caller.
Okay.
Here's my other question. If you could have any one thing from your life carry over to your character's life, or one thing from your character's life brought over to your life, which would it be and why?
Can you ask it one more time? I'm sorry.
Okay.
If I could.
Imagine you could take one aspect or character trait or something that makes that you like about your character, if you could bring that into your life or vice versa, if it's anything from your life that you'd like to put into Valerie's life, what would
I would love to give to give Valerie a little bit of wisdom. Valerie's pretty green at interacting with people. She's really had her formidable years have only been with her mother, so she isn't very good at this whole fleshing out relationships, understanding things. She's very naive. So I would love to take away some of her naivete if I could.
And she's a little impulsive when it comes to a hot guy that she likes, too.
I don't think that's true necessarily. I think that situation was incredibly circumstantial, and it was, you know, emotions were high. There's
a
man trying to her lap.
So, I mean, her mother just died, so there's that.
Yes. Her emotions included. Yep. I agree. It was great talking to you, David.
Yeah. Oh, by the way.
Yeah. David, I will put you on mute, and if there's...
Kudos to you on that storyline about how you had Valerie and Dante interacting and dealing with Fisher's son's situation, TJ's situation. Remember when he was arrested?
Mm-hmm.
That storyline where you and Dante were reacting to it, great, great job with that. I mean, that was...
Thank you so much. Thank you. Definitely hit close to home. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to pass on to the next person. Bye.
All right.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Brian, you're on there.
Hello, Brittany. Is that how you pronounce it, Brittany?
Yeah, it's Brittany.
Okay, I wanted to make sure I pronounced it right.
Perfectly.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Brian?
I'm doing good. I had three questions I wanted to ask you. My first question is how do you think that General Hospital moving forward will do now that the writer has been replaced?
I think it'll probably be a refreshing new storyline. It should be positive and good.
Okay. My second question for you, I know you've had scenes in the past with Rosalie. I wanted to ask you, do you think anytime soon that this secret will ever come out about what Rosalie's been hiding?
I think it will. I think from what I understand from the fans, she's had the secret for a while, so I think it's definitely gonna come out pretty soon. That's my guess.
I sure hope so, because she's had a long time, like you said.
Yeah.
And my last question for you, I actually host a show. It's called the Wrestling Lounge, and it's on Blog Talk Radio too. And Carly knows all about it. We interview soap stars, pro wrestlers, singers, etc. And I wanted to invite you on the show sometime in the future. You know, as a yes, we would love to interview you on the show.
Thank you. Yeah, just talk to my publicist. You guys, I'm sure you can get the information, and we'll set something up.
Is it okay if I give him Holly's information?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
You can give him Holly's information.
I was just going to make so.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, and thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Nice meeting you, Brian.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, Brian. Let's see. Our next call is... let's see. Bobby. Hey, Bobby.
Hey, Brittany.
One more? Hey,
yeah.
How are you, Bobby?
Hey, Brittany. Hey, I tweeted you a couple months ago, right after the live GH came was on the air, to ask, was you a little nervous or anything? But I think you mentioned that you was even part of the live event on Twitter.
Oh no, I didn't do the live GH.
Okay, and I wrote to you maybe a week or so before that. Have you gotten my letter yet?
Yeah, I just got a batch of a bunch of letters, actually, a couple weeks ago. So you should get some replies pretty soon. I would say I think things are getting mailed out today.
Okay, great. I should get it soon because, because I got a couple of pictures and letters from CBS stars already. But I just wanted to say I wish I could go to the fan club event this year, but I'm just kind of want to hope and wait till next year, or hope that you get invited to a fan event in Orlando, because I don't think I can be able to make it to fan events on the East Coast in New Jersey or New York.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, hopefully, I'm just now getting introduced to all of that, so hopefully I can
Right, because I know that Debbie O'Connor has a club, and she has Kirsten in there. She has Julie Marie Berman. You remember her as Lulu on GH, before Emmy took over that role. And she has several other actresses in there. And she just she and I have been tweeting out information back and forth about the events. But I have thought about going to the Orlando event in December, but I'm just kind of waiting out to see what happens in 2016, because I'm more of a days watcher, and I'm just waiting to just get
gotcha.
Some of the days people. I know that you mentioned earlier you tried out for a role, and I just really think with the success that show had, and the success that GH has had, and it would have been, pretty awesome if down the road that NBC looked at you and say, we need you back on Days of Our Lives, perhaps maybe in an interesting storyline, perhaps with your character or whatever, maybe. But I just wanted to say, you have a great interacting action with Emmy, because this kid, this young lady, is awesome. I remember when she first came on the scene 10 years ago on Guiding Light, and she was a pro, and then she did the Bring On movie with Hayden Panettiere, and then she did Young and the Restless. And I just think that Ron and Frank struck gold when they found somebody to replace Julie with her, and I'm just very happy that you get a chance to work with her.
Completely agree. Couldn't have asked.
Yeah.
She's an awesome scene partner.
Yeah, because I got a couple of autograph pictures from her when she was on Guiding Light, so I'm just very well blessed that she got a chance to write, because she's a really sweet person. And I think it's also an awesome time to, get a chance to talk to you. But I was just going over some of these Twitter pictures, and you mentioned that you went to school at the Santa Barbara?
Yes, I did.
Are you from the Santa Barbara area?
No, I'm from L.A., but I did go to school at UC Santa Barbara up the coast.
Oh, okay. All right. But I just wanted to say it's awesome to talk to you, man.
Yeah, great talking to you as well.
And you're welcome at any time to come back to the show. And we'll be exchanging information on Twitter, so you can just call me and favorite me and all that stuff. And hopefully tomorrow morning I should be able to tweet you out a thank you note and everything else if I get a chance.
Great. Sounds good.
Well, you have a great evening. And,
you too.
And we'll keep in touch on Twitter and through letters.
Sounds good.
All right. Take care.
Okay, Bobby, I'm going to put you back on hold.
All right, great.
Let's see. Maggie, you are on the air with us.
Hi, how you doing, everybody?
Hey. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I literally, personally love the way you took care of your mother. And
what was that?
When you were first on the show, how you took care of your mother.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it was beautiful. It was so real. It really came off beautiful. And I guess I'm a bad guy. You're welcome. You're a bad guy now if you sleep with them, but that's okay. But usually those are working parts. Do you find it that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think I don't think she's necessarily a bad guy. I definitely wouldn't pin Valerie as that, at least yet.
No.
I think she's a good guy that makes bad decisions sometimes, just like any other human,
Exactly. We all do that. But I'm very happy with the show. And how was it working with Dee Wallace Stone?
I'm sorry, how was it working with?
Patricia, Dee Wallace. She plays
Dee Wallace? Oh, she's amazing. It was really awesome to be able to work with her. And I was so excited when she got cast as my mother.
Yeah. You really got the baptism in the family, which I love. But it's good. I really appreciate you being on the show, and we love your character.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And you are pregnant.
Yeah, we both love, you know, we think you have, like, the most amazing gene pool. And we Megan and I both have a question, and I will ask this. Has anyone ever said to you, because we don't know who your father is, right, on the show. You don't know.
Right.
Who,
we're not sure.
Okay, well, I figured it out for you. I think you are Mary Mae. From a long time ago, Mary Mae Rhodes. You can ask your mom about this, or your sister, about Mary Mae Rhodes and that whole thing, and her son, and I think her son and your mom, Patricia, you know, how you. I really think so. And have they ever said if they are going to bring your dad on?
Interesting. I think it's going to come, definitely. It may be longer down the line when they reveal what Valerie's cast is as far as her dad goes. But I do think it's something that will be touched on.
Well, yeah, and also how was working? I got to ask this because Megan and I both have a little crush on him. On the little pine side, Spencer, Nicholas, I love you scene with him. I love Spencer. He's my little cutie on there. How was that when you...
Nicholas is one of my favorite humans in general. I think he's incredibly intelligent and smart, and he's just very impressive all the way around, especially at such a young age. I think he's going to take over the world one day. He's awesome.
Yeah. He's going to take over the world.
Hey, Maggie, ask one more question. Hold on.
I got one more? Okay.
Carly, I'm still here.
I'm here, too. No, I love this sponsor. You're in the right family. You really are.
I agree. Know. Legacy family.
They're
pretty amazing.
They are. And did you like the part where your grandmother looks just like Carly?
Yeah, I think Laura Wright played my grandmother amazingly well. She's such a great actress.
Oh, she did beautifully. I mean, the whole secret and everything coming out, and it was unbelievably portrayed, and it better be nominated. Because
yeah, those scenes are so powerful.
Oh, they were. Yeah, I love them. Yeah, I'm really happy you're on trying our show, because... there's a lot more underneath Valerie that we don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
there you are.
We should wrap it up. Britt, would you like to come on again?
Yeah, sure.
Yes. Okay, and when are you guys on vacation now, or are you guys back at work?
We're back to work. We're back to work.
Okay, well, if you see our little Spencer, give him a hug for us. And, you know, if you see Mo, tell him he's, like, the cutest thing since sliced bread. Because he is.
He already knows.
Well, I know, but, you know, he has a thousand adoring fans. So we hope you can come on again and have
great.
A good night and stay
you
cool
too.
In L.A.
Thank you.
Have a great
Thank
night.
You,
good night. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. He's so sweet.
Yeah, okay. David. And Bobby. Okay, boys.
Yeah,
I have an announcement.
Bobby. I'm sorry. But Brittany was
Bobby?
A very sweet person. Okay. All right. I'll let you go first. What's the announcement?
Okay, boys. You know I love you to the moon and back. I love both of you to the moon and back. Really, I do. But you guys, gotta stop talking over each other. Do we understand, you guys, David
yes.
and Bobby? You cannot interrupt each other anymore, okay? We don't want to sound like the View on drugs. Do we understand each other, boys?
Okay, we get better ratings than the View.
Like them or,
we, get better, we get better ratings than the View.
Yeah, okay, so...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, I'm not mad, you guys. I just, you know, that's the only rule Carly has. Carly doesn't have a lot of rules. Carly, you know.
It's a common sense, you know, that's all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm very proud of you guys. But that's the only rule. So are you guys cool with that, Bobby and David?
Hey, well, that's
fine with me.
Well, the reason why, and, you know, the only reason why Maggie is not in trouble because Maggie's my mom and my BFF, and she never does anything wrong. So... Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm learning the rules.
Yes, Bobby. Okay, so boys, I'm glad we have a couple of announcements. Well, Carly has a couple of announcements. On Wednesday, we will have Nathan Bowdy on here. You guys know who Nathan Bowdy is, you guys?
Nope.
Who is he?
Well, he is one of, like, the DH writers of but I cannot wait to have him on. So that's a Wednesday at 6 o'clock. We will have him on.
Perfect time.
Yeah, perfect, because, you know, but tomorrow, Carly's going to be really, really tired.
Uh-huh.
Because, tomorrow I have, we have, oh, God, we have women caught. Why can't I keep anything straight today, Mom?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, because I woke up really early. That's why. So we have tomorrow, you guys, boys, we have Mark Douglas, and he's been on, as Guiding Light, One Life to Live at AMC. He will be on here at 9 o'clock in the morning. Who's going to call in for that?
Well, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to call in for that one, but if I am, I'll make sure that I'll get a chance to talk to him for a few minutes.
Okay, what about you, David?
Text me before the show to remind me. That's all you have to do is just text me to remind me.
Well, yeah, because it will be on at noon, new time. You know?
That's fine.
We're going to enjoy speaking with him.
What?
I think we're going to enjoy speaking with him tomorrow, Tuesday.
Yeah. I mean, we might be the only two, three callers on tomorrow because...
I'll be awake.
It's so early in the morning, but... But, you know,
so
it could be worse. It could be
mm-hmm.
6 o'clock in the morning, but Carly would not really. Carly would need,
oh,
like, five cups of coffee.
Yeah.
Who saw General Hospital today?
I haven't watched it. I've been.
Me.
I'm,
my sonny was there.
Yeah, can I just make one quick announcement that I found out on the internet just a few hours ago on SoapCentral.com? Well, as much as I love Robin Harrison and Lindsay Godfrey as a couple, they unfortunately separated.
Really?
So, I knew that last week.
I just got the information on SoapCentral.com, and I felt like just a little disappointed that they had to call off their engagement and stuff because.
Who called the engagement? No, I couldn't hear you. I got
stacked
on my end of the line. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Well, Lindsay plays Caroline, and Robert plays Noah on Y&R.
Oh, okay. Well, young and restless, I had no idea who you were talking about. So
so they were engaged for about a year. They had a baby girl, and with all the stuff that happened with Lindsay, both on the show and with her injury and stuff like that, and everything else, they had to just call off their marriage and everything else. And I just really just felt bad for both of them, and hopefully. Something will happen real soon, and maybe even they might require anything like that. But I wanted to tell you,
the more I think about it, the more I think that it's hard to really. I'm trying to get the words out here. I'm trying to process it. The more I think about this, about the soap, General Hospital, and all the rest of them, all the things that characters have done to one another, at this point, after, like, how many years of rotten things and nasty things people have done to one another, you think that at this point you'd be like, okay, move on, you know, but we have to have drama, of course, but, you know, personally, I don't know how if half the crap that happened on a soap happened in real life, you would probably be in therapy for the rest of your life.
I can tell you
what
that right now.
What are you talking about? I'm lost.
I was thinking about on General Hospital alone. I was thinking about how Nicholas and Elizabeth kept the secret about Jason from everyone.
Number
and
one.
Then all, and then there's, you know.
You just hit a noob with me about this. Okay, number one, that all goes back in Nicholas. And, you know, Liz didn't find out a year ago. She found out in May. Okay, and people should not wiggle with the cones about this. Okay, the one thing to be waking up in the cold is Nicholas. He knew. He knew damn well when I like that told him a year ago.
Right.
My mom?
Well, you know, I'm sorry. You can go on. Continue.
My mom?
Yes.
Okay.
When it all comes out, the only one to blame is Nicholas.
Yeah, when it all comes down.
Right.
You know, I mean, really, so, you know, and if you've been watching for as long as, you know, Megan and I have, you know, this is the Cassidyne at his best. You know, and I knew Nicholas was always going to have a dark side.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I am more.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right.
Well,
and,
you know, I honestly don't know what's going on with Nicholas. I mean, you want to talk Luke. Honestly, I think something's going on with Nicholas's head. That something's not right there.
Mm-hmm. No. Corey just Facebooked me. He has a headache, but he will be here tomorrow. I understand migraines.
I do want to say that with what's going on in Days of Our Lives with the whole Abigail, Chad, and Ben thing, if Ben is stupid enough to marry Abigail, then I think he's dumber than he is. I think really Chad should just stop any wedding thing from marrying Ben, from Ben marrying Abigail, and just have Abigail and Ben and Chad live happily ever after with child.
Well, I don't even, you know, honestly, Chad, he's a good-looking guy, but he's not exactly the brightest bulb in the pack when it comes to women. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's had some issues. You know, in general, he's had some issues when it comes to women. He has his moments where he can be a good guy when he wants to be, but most of the time he likes to stir the pot and cause trouble. You know?
But, okay, I don't think Chad is really doing that right now. You know, in the last year, post-Chad, in the last 2 or 3 years, Chad had his brother, either who he was extremely close to, die on him. You know?
I'll bet EJ will come back. I will bet you that somewhere along the way, they're going to find a way to get EJ back.
Right.
Okay, can I... Bobby! Boys, you interrupted Colby's train of thought. Calling you
I'm
the,
sorry.
You know, we'll forget. And, you know, the thing is, I just think, you know, he lost Lexi before that. And, you know, he lost, and then Kristen.
Kristen's not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one I'm hoping that will stop this wedding.
Okay, well, that's.
But then again,
you know,
Abigail really know how to get around with those American boys.
Oh, my God. Will you stop that? I hate when people say that about her. You know what? The host once was it once. You know, you really cannot blame her. You know, crap, if I was looking into their eyes, I would do them. But I also
would do Ben, too.
Seriously,
I do Chad. But anyway, that's another story.
Mom, did you have anything to say?
Yes, I have one thing. Sierra and Theo need to stay the same actors. We don't want replacements. I hated that article that she posted on Days of Our Lives with Pam Stevens.
You know?
They want eight of those two characters.
No one actually made a decent couple. Surprisingly enough, Daniel and Kristen. Believe it or not, those two would have actually made an interesting couple if they played that out.
Bullshit.
Hmm?
Bullshit. No, Nicole and Daniel belong together, and I went
no,
out
yeah,
with
I
Daniel. I went out
Daniel,
with Kristen
Daniel
on.
Is the only guy. Daniel is the only guy who can call Kristen on her shit. Okay. He's the only guy who can call her on shit, regardless of, you know, how crazy it is. Okay?
Oh, well, so what? I don't want Daniel to end up with Kristen. She's psycho crazy. Look what she did to her.
She's batshit crazy. But Daniel is like the opposite. He's so hyper-rational. He rationalizes everything to the point where he, you know, and you notice how with his relationship with Jennifer, that he, like, overthought it. Or the same goes for when he overthought
it. Well, but he's perfect. He's perfect with Dan. He's perfect with,
Nicole.
He's perfect with Nicole.
Yeah,
right.
So my thing is, with him, he overthinks everything with, like, Nicole or when he was with Jennifer.
I disagree.
I disagree.
He doesn't almost think you're with Nicole.
He was afraid of getting hurt again with Nicole. More than once, he got.
Oh my God, that is normal. That is normal. That is so normal for guys thinking they will get hurt. That is normal for a guy to think that. Mom.
Right.
But the point,
Mom,
though, is that with public
bring...
Bobby, Mom.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm right here.
Help.
Okay. Daniel is a typical egghead, probably. He was with Nicole. I love him. I really do. I want them to work out. Jennifer, forget her. I didn't want them to work out. I'm glad they didn't.
But he does kind of overthink things. He does do that.
Exactly. That's my point. And you know, and with Nicole, he doesn't overthink things. He sees her exactly for what she is, how she is,
right,
every single time. He's got her number. And then
exactly.
Right. Right. Well, I agree right there. But when I looked at this past week, and I can realize that one way I think maybe Chloe came back just to try to start trouble with Nicole, which eventually she did. But at the same time, I'm thinking that Parker needs a stepmom. Nothing against Chloe, but I think Nicole would be perfect after losing Cindy to Sammy and everything, as far as being a stepmother.
You know, honestly, I'll tell you something. The hardest thing for me to watch on the show within the last year or so, the hardest thing for me to watch was when EJ died. And Sammy was there when he died.
Yeah.
That was watching Sammy go through that. That was one of the hardest. I mean, seriously, that was the best. That was one of the best jobs that what's her name, the actress who plays Sammy Brady, does. That's the best job she's done in a long time, I thought, was when EJ died. The way he died, and you see what all the close calls that she's rescued him from, and then for him to finally die in her arms like that, you know, it's been expressing how much they loved each other. That was a really good story. And, you know, I watched that, and I honestly was, like, literally, like, slowly going for the popcorn, and then it goes halfway through my mouth, and then I put the popcorn back in the hole again.
Right, I said this before, but this should have been the Emmy-winning clip for Allison Sweeney. I mean, I'm looking against Marla West and what she brought in to her.
Bobby, do you know how many times we were over that?
Yes.
Laura should have won, and without a doubt, who cares about Marla West? Laura had it in the bag.
Well, you know, the emotional range that Sammy Brady has is always a wonderment to me. I mean, she can go from wanting to murder that man to wanting to love him to the end of time. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to EJ DeMira, that subject pushes every one of Sammy's buttons. It's like pressing all the buttons on an elevator till all the lights go off. You never know which floor she'll end up on.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting when Sammy comes back.
That's part of the sad part to me for why they killed off EJ. I still understand, what's brought them to kill off a good actor. The acting plays EJ very, very talented.
Okay, number one. Okay, boys. Number one, we knew EJ was leaving. You know, that was his choice, the writers. And they wanted, you know, him to stay.
I didn't know. I was out of the loop for a good long period on when it came to soap spoilers. I was spoiler free for months.
Right.
Yeah.
So, right.
Well, now you have me.
Stop.
I'm sorry. And then you look at
Abigail. Now you have me. So. Okay. So we are gonna wrap it up because Carly's getting in pain again. But we are going to be back tomorrow.
Morning.
Yeah, well, no, you guys, I hurt my back and my side, and asked my mom, Maggie, ask me how much pain I've been in.
Horrible pain.
I'll let you get some rest, Carly, and I hope you have a good night, and I'll try my best to call in tomorrow morning. If not, I'll call in Wednesday or Friday.
Okay.
Carly, a little suggestion.
And thanks for calling me last night, Maggie. Just keep up to date with me, and we can text each other tomorrow if we have to.
Okay, cool.
Carly, look this up online. Carly, look this up online. They have these, like, bath salts that help with certain back pains. You lie in a tub with these, like, bath salts, and they help with the movement of pains and stuff like that. Look at stuff like that, something herbal or something, you know, non-pharmaceutical that might help.
I'm good. I'm really good. I have what I need, but that's so sweet of you.
I'm just saying, you know, something if you're still having pain, try something that will relax you.
I have something to relax me. I'm good.
Right. Okay. Well, you all have a good night, and I'll talk to you all later this week.
I am. Okay. David, text me in a couple of hours.
Yeah, you can talk to me later.
I have to go to sleep something.
So I'll talk
to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Night.
Okay. Okay, night, guys. See you in the morning at 9 p.m. West Coast, 11 o'clock Chicago time, and 12 o'clock New York time. Bye, guys. Night. Thanks for calling in.
Night.
Night.